In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A very special welcome to St. Benedict's. We're happy that you're here. And if you're here for the first time, we hope you feel at home. Today is Social Media Sunday, so it's kind of a different kind of Sunday where we invite you to please interact with others and tell them about your church. And if you hear anything inspiring or sing a hymn that really stands out, or if you see our youth doing something special, tell the world about it. And the instructions are there on the screen. John Smith was a hard-working man who loved his wife and his family. But John had a hard time getting his wife to go to the doctor because he was convinced that she was beginning to struggle with her hearing. When he would speak to her, he'd never hear any responses. And so he was convinced his wife needed to go to the doctor. And so one day John decided to do his own test. Since his wife refused to go to get tested, he was going to do his own test. So he got a little tape recorder. And he climbed up the steps of their bedroom. And from the second floor he said, "Honey, what are we having for dinner?" And there was no response. And so he went down the steps to the center of the home, again with his tape recorder, and shouted, "Honey, what are we having for dinner?" Again, there was no response. And so he went with his little recorder over to the living room, which was a little closer to the kitchen. And again, he said, "Honey, what are we having for dinner?" Again, no response. He couldn't believe it. So he went to the kitchen door, right close to the kitchen there, right by the door, and again shouted, "Honey, what are we having for dinner?" No response. So he decided to stand right behind her, with the tape recorder. Of course, the wife thought it was a little awkward, but again he shouted, "Honey, what are we having for dinner?" And his wife said, "John, for the fifth time, I'm telling you, we're having chicken." Then, of course, there was the other gentleman who was driving, and his wife was very worried because he had taken very long to get back home, and so the wife hysterically calls him on the cell phone and says, Bernard, please be very careful because I know you're coming on Highway 80 and I just heard on the news that there's someone driving in the opposite direction on Highway 80. And Bernard said to the wife, "Well, it's even worse than that." He says, "What do you mean? They're all driving the opposite way." There is a difference between hearing and listening. Please listen to me. There's a difference between hearing and listening. And the story that Jesus tells in today's gospel is a very good example of that. Because you have this rich man, and he was feasting at his table, enjoying his food. But perhaps he was so into himself and his own needs that he was unable to see what was surrounding him. And Jesus is not condemning him for having abundance. What Jesus is condemning, what Jesus is speaking against, is that the man was unable to hear or listen to the needs of those around him. The poor Lazarus was out by the door. The poor Lazarus was not too far from this wealthy man, and he was hungry. And Jesus, in his story, even tells us that the dogs would lick his sores. Almost like saying, you know, the other animals in creation were more attentive to the suffering of that man than other human beings. What was really happening there was that there was maybe some hearing without real listening. Because when we hear, you know, we feel the sounds. We kind of get a sense for words. We even have sometimes, you know, our television sets on the background, right? So we can kind of hear something. Or even, you know, some music that we turned on hours ago and it's just quietly playing in the background. But it doesn't mean we're really listening to it. What Jesus is saying to us as his followers is that we must be willing to listen with the heart. Because listening with the heart means that I am now paying attention to the needs of others. I'm thinking of the most important of all of the laws that we find in Scripture, the love of God and the love of neighbor. And Jesus tells us that the law and the prophets can be summarized by the love of God and the love of neighbor. But we cannot be real followers of Jesus in the 21st century world with all this stimulation and all this multitasking and all these things that are happening all at once unless we're willing to listen with the ears of our heart. And when we listen with the ears of our heart, we realize that there's a lot that's going on in our world. There are many who are suffering. There are many who are hurting. And we cannot give ourselves the luxury of sitting at our banquet table with indifference. We cannot give ourselves the luxury of ignoring the cries of the poor, those who suffer injustice, those who feel that no one listens to them. And that's ultimately what Jesus is asking of his disciples in the 21st century. You can multitask. You can have your gadgets and your toys. You know, here we are in the church trying to bring the church into the 21st century by saying we're going to have a social media Sunday. Here we are talking about all these things. That's all great. But part of all of this is that we are able to really listen with the heart to the needs of others. And I don't know about you, but there's one positive side to this 24-hour news cycle that we live in today. That whenever you flip on the tube, you've got the news. Remember when you used to have to wait till 6:30 in the evening to watch the national news? Remember that? Remember when you used to have to go look for your morning paper to find out what was happening? Today we've got news on all day. That's Peter over here, on all the time. 4 in the afternoon, and they keep going and keep going and keep going, and then you get the national, then you get the international news, you've got cable, you've got satellite, and you have it on your phone, on your mobile device, on your tablet. You've always got access to what's happening. The plus side to that is that as followers of Jesus, we can be aware and more sensitive to what is happening around us. It makes it even harder to ignore and to cover our ears, the ears of our heart, to not really listen. Just this past week in our nation, we have these horrible shootings, more acts of violence. Every human being is moved by what happens. And then, of course, you've got this tension. We all want, as human beings, as citizens of this great nation, we all want to support our police and our law enforcement people. We want to support them. But then we see people being killed on the streets. And when that happens, we say, well, why? Is that the only way we can resolve the problems that come up? Is that the only way we can deal with things? You know, every time I hear of a shooting, regardless of who gets shot, whether it's an innocent person on the street, a young person stopped for some reason, or whether it's a police officer, I always think, why Don't we learn to respect the dignity of every human being? Why is it so hard for us to see that life is sacred and that no one has the right to take another human life? There has to be another way to stop the problem. Don't we have taser guns? Don't we have other ways to detain someone that we are afraid of? Someone who we think may or may not have a weapon when it's not clear? There's got to be another way. And when I see people protesting on the street, I know that many people complain about, oh, what are they protesting about? And, you know, what movement do they belong to? You know, as Christians, we've got to be willing to listen. Because there's a lot of people suffering. Obviously, the families are suffering, but entire communities are suffering. Racial groups are suffering. We can't ignore the discrimination, the prejudice, the bigotry in our world. It's real. As the members of the LGBT community, as the members of certain cultural groups or certain racial groups, if they feel that discrimination is a problem, and they'll tell you, and they'll cry. And we can't sit indifferently as Christians, regardless of where we come from or who we are, as followers of Jesus. We must be sensitive to that. We must be willing to listen with our hearts. See, when that man saw himself in the midst of his suffering, the gospel says he was in Hades, and he was looking up. And you see this dialogue, right, between the man and Abraham? And Abraham is telling him, listen, if they're not willing to listen to Moses and the prophets, they're not even going to listen if someone were to rise from the dead. Of course, Jesus is using the example of his resurrection. But that story is very powerful, because that story says, if you're not willing to open your heart to listen, ultimately that's your biggest problem. Because if you want to be a follower of Jesus, you must listen with the heart. If you want to be a disciple of the Lord, you must be willing to listen. We cannot go to sleep every night knowing that there's great poverty in our world and that we're not trying to share something with the poor. Because it's not enough for the Lord to hear the cry of the poor, as the psalm says. We, his followers, must be willing to hear the cry of the poor. We must be willing to do what we can to feed the hungry. We must be willing to join with those who are suffering injustice. We must be willing to be not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. If you look around our world today, on any given Sunday, on any given day of the week, there are houses of worship filled with people, intrigued, dedicated to the study of the word of God. Here in our own congregation, we have people that go to all kinds of Bible studies all over the place. The Bible is important to us, isn't it? The Word of God is important to us, isn't it? The problem is, too many of us stay with the Bible study, and we don't get to the Bible application. We don't get to that place where we become doers of God's holy word. And God is constantly calling us, you and me, constantly calling us with the ears of our heart to listen to his word in ways that lead us to action. We do not do God's work when we involve ourselves in politicking from one extreme to the other. That's not God's work. And divisive, discriminatory type rhetoric. That's not helping anyone. We do not become doers of the word by saying what comes natural to you and me when we're upset. We do that too much in our society. We blow up, we snap. We become doers of God's word when we discern what the Holy Spirit is asking us to understand about the Word of God to put into action. See, that's listening with the heart. That's listening with the heart. That's discernment. That dialogue that Jesus tells us in that story between Abraham and the man, it was all about, hey, you know what? You had an opportunity to listen to the cry of the poor while you were there on earth. You could have helped Lazarus. You could have fed him. He didn't want a whole meal. He wanted the scraps falling off your table, the leftovers. Do you all know how much food we waste in this country? Do you all know how much food is wasted in our world? Just with our leftovers, we could feed entire continents. Listen to me. Just with our leftovers, we could feed entire continents. But we dispose of the stuff. We go to the restaurant, we eat our food. It's way too much for one stomach, we know that, right? So you get your doggy bag. And then you grab that doggy bag, you stick it in the fridge. And if you haven't had an opportunity to eat it in 2 or 3 days, it goes right in the garbage. Let's not think of Lazarus as the bad guy, or the rich man at the table who didn't feed Lazarus as the bad guy. Oh, that rich guy, he was a bad guy. No, let's look at us. Let's look at our behavior, because we're doing the same thing. We're not listening to the cry of the poor. We're not listening to the hungry and those in need. We're really not listening with our hearts. We know the statistics. Everyone talks about them. We hear the statistics. Yeah. But what are we doing? What are we doing to truly listen with the hearts? The hearts of disciples. Disciples that are willing to go out and make a difference. Because we didn't just hear the word, but we listened to the word with all our hearts. Whatever the suffering may be, whatever the injustice may be, whatever we see in our world that isn't right, we have the ability, not just to pray for a change, which I believe in the power of prayer, believe me. We should all pray for a change in all those situations. But just beyond that commitment to prayer, we are called to act and do everything that we can to alleviate those who are suffering. And we do it because we listen with the ears of our hearts. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.